Morning, the learning should be lishus, the yidin and Eretz Yisrael. Those that need a healing should have a healing. The hostages should be returned safely, and the soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. Continuing along the laws of Mishleach Manos, this halach is actually apropos to the confusing emotional roller coaster that we're on as we approach this Purim. Well, on the one hand, our hearts are in Eretz Yisrael, and all the tragedies that are going on there, and this is the happiest day of the year. So balancing halacha always helps us find the right balance in these sensitive matters. So one example is regarding how you deal with the laws of mourning, avelos, when it comes to Purim, and particularly in relation to Mishleach Manos. It's always like, well, wait a second, this guy's in mourning. Can I send him gifts? Can he send me gifts? How does that work? So first, just to discuss, you know, generally, we know when a person is in the middle of Shiva and it comes to a Yontif, so the Yontif basically cancels the Shiva, and again, Shloshim, and there's lots of different details. How does Purim fit into that? So there is a minority opinion that the Torah quotes that Purim is even, you know, more joyous than Hanukkah, and it would actually have the same law as Yontif, and it would knock off the whole Avelos. But practically, we don't take that viewpoint, as the Shulchan Aruch rules in 696. There's a Ramah, there's a Mechaber, but the bottom line is that we basically treat Purim like Shabbos. He's not going to do any opening mourning, but he will do private mourning. It's a little bit stricter than Shabbos, to the sense that if possible, he should have a Megillah reading done in his home, but if that can't be arranged, he's able to go to Shul. Regarding Mishleach Manos, the Shulchan Aruch rules that the mourner is allowed and actually required to give gifts, but he can't receive gifts. So therefore, he's obligated to send Shalach Manos to someone else, but he can't receive gifts. I remember my son had a teacher, when Rabbi Rothman was an Avelos, and everyone sends the Rebbe Mishleach Manos. So one has to be careful when it comes to a year of Avelos. One cannot send gifts to the Rebbe. Interestingly, the Paiskim talk out, we generally know that if he's obligated to give gifts, we have a custom not to something to know. When you go to a mourner's house, the food that's there, the minhag is not to eat it. It's just for the mourners. So over here, seemingly the mourner is giving from his food to others. So how does that work? So the Gesher Achayim, one of the important contemporary Svarim and Avelos, so he says that because Purim is like Shabbos, so on Shabbos you're allowed to partake of the mourner's food. Anyway, this should all be theoretical halachas, and everyone should have a wonderful day.
Amen.